What's up, Elite Army? This is your kinda well, kinda toxic host, Sarah Rittendale, bringing you another episode of Well-ish. Hey, Elite. So, as you may have noticed, there wasn't an episode last week. And if you follow me or you follow Wellish on Instagram, you are aware that the reason behind that is probably because your girl, you know, she was having a little mental moment. And still am. Today, I wanted to talk about that. Normally, when I record, I plan out what I'm going to talk to you guys about because if you know, which I you know you do if you've listened to Wellish more than one time, your girl is a rambler. So I have to kind of keep my thoughts organized in order to make sure that I'm saying everything I want to say and that I'm moving along through the episode and not getting caught on like 19 side stories. So because I normally do that, I was itching to write stuff down as I thought of it, like what I could talk to you guys about in regards to, you know, how I've been feeling. I thought, you know, maybe I'll just write it down in a journal and then I'll just kind of like spitball that back to you guys so my thoughts are collected. But I thought it might be more raw and real if I used the microphone as a journal instead of writing down what my thoughts are, just sitting here in this room by myself with you guys talking about, you know, kind of what's been going on in my head. And in a way, it feels slightly terrifying to do that just because it's vulnerable in a way, I suppose. But honestly, this is what I want from Wellish, is to be able to share with you guys that it's not all hunky-dory all the fucking time, that I feel when I am on a good mental streak that I'm out here sharing with you guys pretty consistently ways to become your best self and be better and feel better and do better and show up. And sometimes I just don't feel like that. And that is the ish part of Wellish. I don't believe that anybody feels 100%, 100% of the time. It just is impossible. You know, even the most successful people aren't 100% passionate, aren't 100% motivated, aren't 100% go, 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 never stop. I'm a workhorse and I'm going to be great forever. Everybody has these lows. And I think that that's one of the biggest problems with society today, but also just like self-improvement books and self-improvement podcasts and self-improvement influencers and just everything that we see on the internet, even if it's not self-improvement oriented, it is just, this is how fucking great my life is. And even if you're not talking about content, but you're talking about seeing people in your everyday life, when you sit down with somebody that isn't your person that you go to with all of your problems and they go to you with all of their problems, you know, somebody that you don't know every intimate detail of yours and their life, but you are close, you know, like you do hang out. It's just not the friend that you go to with all of the dirty details. Things still seem great with them too. You know what I mean? You don't know what goes on behind closed doors with people. People don't like to share what is wrong with them. People don't like to share the things that make them feel bad because it's embarrassing or it's vulnerable or it just doesn't paint them out to be the person that they want to be. You know, you want to show up as your best self in as many situations as you can, and you want to utilize every opportunity to be this person that you know you can show up as and that you picture in your head and beat yourself up over if you don't show up as that person. And honestly, I think some of it too has to be with like burdening people. You know, you don't want to be like, hey, how are you? Oh, you know, sad. You're going to be like, oh, good. You know, what's going on with you? And deflect to the other person. Or how was your weekend? Oh, you know, it sucked. I spent most of it blacked out. And because I was blacked out, I started a fight with my boyfriend. You're going to just be like, oh, it was good. You know, we went out. It was fun. We went to the beach. No big deal. You know, unless you're actually close with the person and willing to like talk to them about what is really wrong, because you feel you have a safe space to do that with them. And typically we only have like one or two people that we do that with. You don't disclose all of that to other people. So you live this life surrounded by people that are always like, I'm good. I'm great. My life is good. It makes it feel like when you're bad, you're so alone. And you feel like, God, why do I have to feel like this? Like, am I the only one that overthinks like this? Am I the only one that doubts myself, that doesn't believe in myself because it's too hard for me, because I continue to get stuck in this like brain fog? So I think it's important to highlight it. I think not just sitting here and talking to you guys about all the ways that you could become your best self and all the things that I've discovered make me feel good and, you know, show up and work best for me and in turn you, but also that it's not great all the time too, that I feel like shit sometimes. And for the last week, maybe more than that, 2 weeks, I just haven't been mentally at my peak. And that's more real and more truth and more wellish than sitting here and telling you guys, you know, hey, I've been in a mental fog and here's what I've done to fix it, because I haven't fixed it. So, but I have been starting to feel a little bit better, and I do have some things that I've done, and, you know, I've had some, you know, mindset things that I've realized in the last 2 weeks that I can share with you guys. And so there's definitely going to be hopefully some stuff that you guys can take away out of this episode, even if it is just, you know, sometimes this is the way it be. Sometimes you just feel like ending it all. Like sometimes you just feel like ending it all. But I don't mean that in a unaliving yourself sort of way. I just mean that like sometimes it just feels so overwhelming that you just need to glue yourself to a surface like the couch or your bed and just like sleep until. See, but that also sounds so depressed. But you know what I mean? Sometimes you just don't feel like it's happening. You know, you don't have the motivation. You don't have the energy to live the life and that you are normally living, and you don't have the energy to show up as your best self all of the fucking time. You just sometimes have to take a chill pill, right? You just gotta calm down once in a while. I feel like because I did mention the ending it all and the unaliving point of view, that I do want to say, like, not just because I said that, but because it's a real thing that you could feel that way. And if not just feeling that way, but just feeling like consistent bouts of sadness, like that you just like can't seem to get over it. You can't seem to ever have energy. You can never have motivation. You always feel like really bad. You can definitely listen to this and see if there's any takeaways, of course. But I by no means am not an expert. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a degree in anything psychological. I just have a lot of knowledge and self-improvement just from my own self-education. And I do have a degree in journalism and have talked to a lot of people that talk about this kind of stuff, but I'm not the source itself. So definitely professional help is the way to go. But that said, maybe I'll start there when I talk about, you know, what's going on with me. I was thinking about, like, what if I don't know what to say to these people? Like, what if I don't know what to say to you guys? And I realized that when I was in therapy, because that's one of my points, is I haven't been going. It's probably been 2 months now since I've been in therapy, that there was always something to talk about. And my therapist and I used to always joke about it, because I would get on and I would be like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, I don't know. I've been feeling good. Everything's been good. So I don't know really what to bring to you. And by the end of the session, it would be like, I would need more time, because we would be divulging like so deep into some topic that really has been bothering me. So I'm assuming that that's what will happen here. But the reason I would get to my therapy session and feel like I had nothing to talk about was because I felt good. I mean, even in the therapy session, I was like showing off my self-improvement mind, lot of the time to her and feeling really good. And I remember, like, consciously remember driving around thinking to myself, I feel really great. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm in therapy or if it's because, like, I'm just doing good, but, like, I feel really on top of my shit. I feel really confident. I feel really capable. I feel really motivated. I feel I have a lot of energy. And then I stopped therapy and some personal shit in my life started to pop up involving, you know, situations my boyfriend has in his life that are not very fun for me. And that can cause a anxiety spiral for me. And I didn't have, and that in those situations were probably one of my, like, heaviest topics that I would talk about in therapy. And then I didn't have my therapist to talk to about it. And by the way, I didn't stop going to therapy because I chose to stop going to therapy. I stopped going to therapy because I really couldn't afford it anymore, which sucks. I mean, I could try to find, I wasn't using insurance to pay for my therapy, and I definitely am making excuses because I could find a therapist that is within my health insurance plan or whatever. But I just have been not doing it because I don't know. I liked Penny. I liked my girl. And this is what happens. She's the third therapist that I've had. And for different reasons, for moving around, I had one in Iowa, one in Chicago. And then I chose to go on to BetterHelp and get a therapist there so that I could move around and have a therapist, which technically you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to go to your individual state, but Penny just, you know, kept her mouth shut, which was cool. But I don't know. I just don't feel like re-explaining myself to somebody all over again. Like, I liked her. I liked her advice. I liked the way she talked. So I could definitely go to somebody else and use my insurance and go again. But I guess I'm just being stubborn. So I maybe will get over that here soon. But I don't know. There's that. But so I just feel like there's this correlation between having stopped therapy and then slowly but surely downhill feeling like my anxiety setting back in, and my almost like, and now, like, from talking to her, she made me aware of other things that might be impacting me in the least diagnosis labeling me sort of way. Like, ADHD is definitely a thing for me, and that it's more that I have ADHD, not anxiety, but I have anxiety through having ADHD. And OCD. And OCD for me is a hard one because I just feel like that reminds me of serial killers. But I guess I associate OCD with, like, you have to flicker a light switch on and off 19 times before you leave the room. But it dawns on me the other day when I was laying in bed and I was fucking reeling about this situation that I referenced earlier, that it is, like, obsessive, that I have these thoughts and I just, like, refuse to let them go until something happens, but that something happening is, like, me talking about it to somebody, like, that I have to, like, talk to my boyfriend about it, or I have to talk to a friend about it, or I have to talk to my mom about it. Like, I have to, like, talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it because I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. I feel like nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I feel like it's because it's my boyfriend's situation. I have these, like, feelings that I'm choosing to be with him and therefore choosing to involve myself in the things that are in his life, that I either have to suck it up and accept it for the way it is, or I have to leave the relationship. And essentially, at the end of the day, that is the truth. Like, I either have to, you know, get with it or let it go. But I also don't think that that's true either. Like, I am allowed to make my own decisions with the people in his life that cause issues. You know, like, I can choose what relationship I have with them and how I interact with them and how I respond to them. So I think that there's definitely room to give myself some grace with that. But I can't help but feel like, because of that feeling, like, because I know it's either I choose to accept it or I choose to leave, that I can't talk to anybody about it and that nobody wants to hear it and people feel like I'm beating a dead horse. And so then I can't complete my obsessive compulsive cycle in a sense. So I just lay there and obsess over my thought and try to obsessively problem solve it and obsessively like pick it apart and figure out why things are the way that they are, what somebody could have been thinking or why somebody could do that or what somebody could say to me or how I could say something to them. It's like one of those situations that like you're in the shower and you're like planning this like whole fucking fight in your head. And you're like, why would you say something like that? And then you create their response to what you said. And then you're like, I knew you would say that. And then have like this whole fucking like argument that you're straight up creating in your own mind. It's so weird. But you know, I obsessively do it. Like I will not let it go. No matter how many times I say to myself, deep breath, just let it go. 4 seconds later, I'll be like, okay, but what about this topic? And think about how they do this. It's like not healthy and it's not okay. And it wasn't a thing when I was in therapy, but now that I'm not in therapy, I see this obsessive shit come back. So back to the point that I say about, you know, labeling myself anxiety, ADHD, OCD, there's these labels. It's nice to know, because if I say that to myself, if I know that those are things that exist, that don't mean that I'm fucking a serial killer or a crazy, you know, person that needs to be in a mental hospital. I think that it kind of pulls you out. It kind of brings some like rational realization to your mind that you're like, oh shit, okay, hold on. I'm being obsessive. Let's find something else to do. Let's find something else to obsess over. Let's find something to distract ourselves. Let's, you know, it takes a little bit of effort. I don't fucking feel like it, but let's get up and let's go outside. And you know, this isn't like, this is again, what I mean, well-ish. It's not like this is the top tier advice for wellness. You know, a wellness top tier person might say, get some sunshine, go for a walk, exercise, eat something healthy, drink water, meditate, yoga, do something like healthy like that for yourself. But sometimes you just don't fucking feel like it. But instead of staring at the ceiling and reeling, how about you just turn over, open your phone and watch TV, watch something. How about you, I don't know, scroll social media for a little fucking while. And that can also, you know, make you brain dead and feel like you're falling into a pit. I think, in my opinion, more so than just watching a TV show that you like. Well, I personally really like watching reality TV to like dull down my own anxiety, because I can get so involved in that and watch their freakouts that it completely removes me from mine. Now, there has been times that my anxiety has been really bad that it doesn't really matter. I'm still anxious even if I'm watching the show, but a lot of the time, I would say 90% of the time, that's a really good fix it for me. And it's one of those situations that, you know, it's whatever works. Something else I wanted to talk about too is the in-depth social media scrolling. I have noticed that the less motivation, the less energy, and the worse my mind has gotten, I seem to be glued to my phone. I can't go more than 4 seconds without like picking it up and scrolling on something. I was sitting on my boyfriend the other day and we were like laughing and talking. We had a brief moment of silence, like the smallest brief moment of silence. My phone was sitting right next to us and I picked it up and was immediately on Instagram. And he was like, how are you already? Like, I feel like that was a beat. Like, how are you already on Instagram? And it was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Let me put it down. But like, it's my brain just like, I don't know what that is. I'm not smart enough or scientific enough to understand. Like, it's almost like a safe spot though. Like, it's almost like I don't want to be left with the silence, so I'm going to pick up the social media. And again, like if you can use it to your advantage in a situation that you're reeling or obsessive and you're going to like literally lose your fucking mind, go for it. But also, you know, you have to be able to know when to stop too, that you have to be able to like put it down and maybe walk outside and maybe go for a walk, maybe do the things that like they suggest that you do, or find a different means of it, like reading a book or watching a television show or calling a friend, talking to somebody. Call your grandma, call your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, you know, call somebody and just like talk to them. Just distract yourself with something different. If you do find yourself on a social media binge, though, that like you can't get out of it. One, my favorite social media to binge when I can't seem to get out of a social media binge, but TikTok and Instagram and shit are making me feel bad. I move to Pinterest because Pinterest is like a non-social social media platform curated of a bunch of things that make me feel good. Let that be just like aesthetic pictures. There's quotes on there. I've got a lot of self-improvement advice stuff on it, but I also have a lot of like fashion and hair and pretty pictures of sunsets and birds and all of this like stuff that like Pinterest is literally just 100% a platform of things that make me feel good. However, and this also applies to Instagram and TikTok, that if I'm scrolling on it, and this literally happened to me last night, I was scrolling on it, I clicked on something that might have made me feel good on some other day that my mental was more with it, but I clicked on it and it said like things that you could do to make yourself feel good. And it starts listing these things that like you should be doing, like, and it just was too much for me that like I had to know, like I consciously had to know and had to make a conscious effort to click out of it and just let it go. And I used to not do that because I would think, no, but I still want the information though. Like I still want to know what I could do. Like maybe I'll do it when I feel better. I'll save this for later, whatever. But at the end of the day, what's meant for me won't pass me by. And if I need something like that, when I need it, it will show up for me. I, you know, it sounds very like spiritual and it is just social media. It's not that serious. But I really believe that the things that show up in our life, even if it is on your For You page, are meant for you to see. And in that moment, if that wasn't making you feel good, it's not for you. Let it go. Find something else that does make you feel good. And trust that when you do feel good again, you'll see stuff that applies to you. The number of times that I've seen stuff that I really liked or I really enjoyed the mentality and I send it to myself and so I can like come back and look at it later. There's a lot of stuff that I do remember and I go back and I look at it later, but there's a lot of stuff that I never, ever, ever, ever look at again. So it's just not meant for you, you know? It kind of reminds me of like those tarot readings that you could see on the internet that like sometimes they're really on point and sometimes, you know, they're not for you. But I don't know, maybe that's a stretch, but I just feel that like if it's meant for you, you'll read it and you'll internalize it and you'll soak it in. And if it's not meant for you, even if it's something that might be meant for you a couple days from now when you feel not so stuck in your head, it's just not what you need to be reading right now. It's not something that's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel worse. It's going to make you feel like you should be taking action and working hard and doing all these things that you just aren't in the headspace for right now. That said, too, a lot of the stuff that I've been feeling in regards to Wellish that I've referenced at the beginning of this episode is just not knowing what the fuck to talk to you guys about, obviously, because I haven't been doing well myself. But a lot of the time, I normally get my content from my own life that I think of things that I needed to hear or things that I've been working on and things that have worked well for me, relevant to current events in my own life, that I have something to provide to you guys. And I guess because I never was coming to this like fruition moment that I just kept feeling bad, that I didn't have anything to really say, or so I thought, because now I'm fucking 30 minutes into this episode and have lots to say. But I just felt that, you know, I didn't know what to talk to you guys about and I didn't want to do a disservice by just getting on and talking about fucking whatever. But honestly, I was reading Atomic Habits by James Clear and he was talking about how in order to keep up with a habit, one of the biggest rules of thumb is to never miss twice. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to get everything 100% forever for the rest of your life, but you can work your ass off to never miss twice. You know, if you screw something up, if I didn't post last week, I'm not going to not post 2 weeks in a row. And the biggest thing too that he said was that even if it isn't you know, your best quality work. It's better to do something than to do nothing at all. Even if it's not, you know, the best episode in the whole world, or even if it's not the best workout you've ever had, or even if it's not the best day of eating you've ever had, or even if it's not the most pages you're writing or reading in your book, it's not the longest meditation session you've had, it's not the most rigorous yoga session you've had, it's not, you know, you didn't get any sales today, but you got a lot of people on the phone, or you made a lot of calls, you made the number of calls that you were supposed to, or you made more than, you know, maybe you did on the day that you slacked. You know what I'm trying to say? You're doing something, you're making some form of progress compared to doing zero. It's better to do something than to do zero. So hence why I showed up today without a physically planned out episode and just wanted to sit down and talk to you guys. Because honestly, even up to the very moment that I started recording, I didn't feel like it, because I felt like I was going to do you guys a disservice. But honestly, so far, I don't know how you guys feel. I feel like this episode's been going pretty well. Mostly because this is the shit that I think about on like a regular 99% of my life basis. So it's easy to just kind of sit down and talk it out in a space that I feel safe, and I feel that you guys will be receptive to what I'm saying. But the thing that got me to sitting here with the microphone in front of my face is bringing it back to that social media, that I was seeing a lot of stuff about needing to just show up, needing to believe in yourself, needing to be the one to believe in yourself. And in a world that I feel I can really be talking to the abyss sometimes and feeling like, you know, am I even doing anything for anybody? That's my true goal. Am I doing it in any way? Knowing that if I do nothing, there's no shot in hell at me helping anybody, including myself. So, you know, being able to take away from what social media you're indulging in and applying it to make yourself feel good and make yourself feel better is something that's really important when it comes to social media. And I know you've probably heard that a lot of the time, you know, you got to unfollow the things that don't make you feel good. But, and I'm not like an unfollower. Like, I still follow like all the people I went to high school with. Like, I don't go through and clear people out unless they really, really bother me. Then I probably do. I did a couple people, but you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't really unfollow people. I don't really like make an effort to do that, but I do make an effort to follow and like and engage with the content that does make me feel good. And again, I want to say too, I'm not a very big engagement girly. I'm not good at that. I'm not commenting and liking on stuff that I probably should be. But I do make a conscious effort to do that now, because I know that that's how you create a algorithm that will be in your favor, that will make you feel good. And even if the stuff is all feel good stuff, being able to focus on the stuff in that moment that makes you feel good and letting go of the stuff that you don't really need. What else have I been thinking about a lot lately? I told you guys about, you know, my feelings of Wellish. I think, you know, the obsession with social media was also leading me to have a lot of feelings of like, should I just quit social media in general? I don't really feel like I fit in there. I don't really feel like I have influencer girly criteria. You know, I am not the most perfect, put together, pretty gal that a lot of the influencers are. I feel like I lack this sense of aesthetic. I feel like I have a hard time knowing what to put on social media. I feel like my stuff doesn't really look that good. I can't seem to break into a space of having a lot of engagement on my own content, which can feel really discouraging and make you feel kind of dumb for doing it. But I, you know, obviously I remind myself I'm not doing it for the likes and the follows. I'm doing it so that I can help people. And I do have a lot of people that reach out to me that I've never seen cross my social media likes or comments or anything and say that, you know, they see what I post and it really helps them and they like it a lot and it helps me and I like it a lot. And I have, you know, people in my family that say that it helps them and they like it a lot. you know, I have a lot of validation in that sense, but I have to be able to validate myself and know that I'm doing this because I enjoy it and it makes me feel good and it makes me feel like I have a purpose. So being able to, the purpose thing is something I want to tell you guys about too in a second. Remind me of that. But essentially just feeling like shit, like, should I quit? Would my life be better? Would I enjoy my life more if I just like stopped doing social media because I don't fit the mold of what social media person looks like? But as I'm saying it now, and again, this is what would happen if I was to write it down in a journal. It's like, it seems ridiculous to feel that way because I create my own space in what I'm doing. And me being myself and showing up as myself is the most important thing that I could really do in order to create an aesthetic or to create, you know, a name for myself or to create an image for myself. So the thing about purpose, I struggle with that a lot. I think about that in my life. I think one of my biggest, if you want, we want to call it again, OCD spirals is my career and not knowing what to do with my life or what my life will look like, or knowing what I want my life to look like, but not knowing how to get there, feeling like I am not choosing the right path in order to get there, feeling like I could be doing something more, I could be doing something different, questioning if I'm working hard enough, questioning if I'm trying hard enough, questioning if I'm being complacent, if I'm just taking the easy road, am I lazy, am I not doing what I should be? And it really makes me spiral, as you can tell. I mean, I just gave you like 100 thoughts that pop into my head. So it's like I start to freak out and can't figure out like what I need to do in order to get there and feeling like everything I'm doing is all wrong. So the purpose thing. I was listening to social media, finding things that make me feel good. I specifically looked up, you know, videos about self-improvement, and I'm scrolling through them and I saw this guy and he said two things. The first thing I thought was really cool because he said, and you know, I'm not a God person, but he used God and I appreciated it. He said, if God was done with you, he wouldn't have woken you up this morning. Like, you're here for a reason. There's something that you are meant to do. There's a person you're meant to be. There's a place for you in this world. If he was done with you, he would not have woken you up this morning. And it's like, okay, damn. Okay, I heard that. And the second thing, which is the original main thing that I really, really, really took away, is the purpose is you. You are the purpose. It's not finding a specific thing that is your purpose and your calling, and that's what you're going to do forever. It's that you yourself are the purpose. So as life changes, as things show up, as things go away, you are the purpose. You showing up for yourself, you making yourself feel good, you acting in alignment with the best version of yourself is the purpose for you to do whatever it is that you are going to do. Thinking about the things that just make you feel good and following along on that path. Thinking about the things that progress you forward and that make you feel whole and make you feel fulfilled. All of that is gonna change over time. And it's all at the end of the day, the end all be all purpose is you, is showing up for yourself, is making sure that you're living a life that you feel good about, that you really enjoy. And I just thought, God fucking Christ, that is so, such a good way to look at it. And I still feel these like feelings of like, but what's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? But then I say to myself, my purpose is me. What can I do today that is going to make me feel good today, that's going to allow me to live a fulfilled life today, but also is going to set me up for a good life in the future? I am going to continue to trust that what is meant for me will not pass me by. I'm going to continue to trust that I am going to always be presented with new opportunities, and I will choose which opportunities to and to not listen to, and trust my own judgment and trust my own intuition in order to get me to where I want to be in my life. I will say a big point of contention for me, again, was not knowing what the fuck to post on Wellish and not feeling like I had a space in this world that I shouldn't be posting on social media because who the fuck am I? Like, why would anybody? All my stuff doesn't look good and I don't fit into the category, the mold of the type of person that is posting on social media. And I do feel a lot better just from getting on here and talking to you guys. So thank you very much for allowing me the space to do that. I will absolutely have a great episode for you. I'm sure of it now next Monday. I can just like feel it already bubbling up, all the inspiration coming back to the surface. It feels really great, but not putting too much pressure on myself, you know, kind of, because also when I just said that, I kind of felt like, oh God, like social media, like that sounds like terrifying a little bit and having to make sure I'm doing everything right. So, you know, giving myself some grace, giving myself some space, but feeling like, you know, I'm starting to get that to come back, because really at the end of the day, when you are having these mental moments, these mental times, you have to allow yourself to just feel through them and trust that it is not going to be this way forever. That is like the number one thing that I have always been able to lean on, rely on, and trust, is that I always do feel better, that I go through these lulls, but then the better comes back. It always comes back. And honestly, I think that these mental moments are necessary. It's necessary for us to have these like bad, toxic times, because then we know what to not be. We know how we don't want to feel. We know who we don't want to show up as. We know what thoughts we don't want to align with. These negative things that pop up, not just like ourselves being toxic to ourselves, but these toxic people in our lives or toxic situations or just, and when I say toxic, I say it in the sense of like bad, like just not a good situation to be in, not a situation that you want to surround yourself with. We won't know that until we experience it, until we're like, whoa, I don't like that. I'm not going to associate myself with something like that. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to, that can leave. Thank you very much. But we don't know it unless it's presented itself in our lives. So I think that these toxic moments kind of teach us a lot about ourselves. It is almost like if you've ever gotten into a fight with a loved one, you realize after the fight how much you guys really love each other, and you come back together with more of an open understanding of each other and better communication to each other's feelings and are better for it. So it's the same thing with yourself. It's like you have these negative feelings and they suck and they don't feel good, and you go a few days and you don't feel good, and then it goes a little bit longer. Sometimes these times can last a long time, and you know, it does not feel fun and it feels hopeless and endless. And I mean, I fucking woke up one morning the other day, and literally my first conscious thought when I woke up in the morning was, no, I'm so much happier when I'm sleeping. And then I realized, like, how fucking sad is that? That was so, like, that was such a sad moment for me. But it's really like being sick. Like, it's like you have the flu. You just have to, you know, vibe through the sickness. Take it easy on yourself. Don't be so harsh. Don't be like, oh, I should be doing all of these things anyways, even though I don't feel good. But treating yourself as if you were physically unwell, it's just that you're mentally unwell, and knowing that when you're physically unwell, you'll get better. When you're mentally unwell, you'll get better. It's going to be okay. It'll pass. You just have to make sure that you're taking good care of yourself. It might not pass if you're beating yourself up fucking constantly for feeling that way and making yourself feel worse and worse and worse. You break your leg, you keep running every day, the leg's probably not going to get better. But if you break your leg and you take it easy and you do what you can and you don't overwhelm with the stuff that you think that you should be doing, you just do what you know you got to do that make you feel good, the leg will eventually heal. Your brain, your mental will eventually feel better, and everything will be okay. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys allowing me the space to share with you guys, and I hope that I allow you the space to feel as okay for being yourself in whatever way that shows up as you can. You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing everything exactly how you're supposed to. And you're just going to continue to show up in the way that you best see fit. And as your knowledge of what you best see fit continues to expand, so will that arena. So will that awareness. So will that capacity that you have for showing up even more for yourself than you may have in the past. For daily self-improvement advice, make sure to check me out both on Instagram and on TikTok. My Instagram has a dot between my first and last name, Sarah Rittendale, and TikTok, it's just my first and last name. You can also check out Wellish's Instagram for all show updates, some quotes, some good stuff going on. That's at Wellish Podcast. Thanks so much again for listening, and I will talk to you guys next Monday without skipping a beat. Bye, guys.